It's time to talk technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are things, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, looking forward to this. We're talking today about the best technology that you've come across in 2020, because we like to remember this year somehow for some good things.
Look, absolutely. Honestly, the way I look at it is if we've all gotten to this point today and we're able to tune into us having a conversation, things are pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I like to say. That's a really positive way of looking at it. All right, yeah. So some smartphones. You're pretty happy with a few smartphones out there.
Yeah, look, I think we've been quite fortunate this year that a number of smartphones have been coming out with 5G and underneath the $1,000 mark, because I think for a long time, 5G was only in flagship devices. In 2020, we saw that trickle down to phones that people can really afford. And I think, you know, for a lot of people out there, you could effectively buy two really good smartphones for the price of one flagship phone now. And I think, you know, in 2020, we've realized that that's probably all that we need.
And for the final word on 5G spreading COVID, the COVID virus, mate, would you like to just finish, put a bow on it for 2020?
Look, it absolutely will not harm you. It won't give you cancer. It won't cause coronavirus. Or a whole bunch of myth-busting in 2020 that we had to do as well.
Now we can have a smart television for just $99.
Yeah, look, I think we're going to see these under a lot of Christmas trees this year. Anybody who has a television, whether it's 10 years old or 2 years old, if you want to give it a fresh update with all of the streaming apps and services, the Google Chromecast with Google TV is a sensational buy. It comes with a small remote control. You can talk into it. You can universally search for titles across every streaming service. And it could be the simplest gadget I've actually used this year.
Mate, can I just say, if I can use it, anyone can.
Look, if my mum can use it, who I've given one to, then yes, anybody can.
Hello to Mrs. Quattromani. We know she loves to listen. And
absolutely.
The last of the best of the best is, this year is the year of the Zoom meeting, isn't it?
It has to be. I think last year, if you started to ask people to join you on a Zoom, they would have looked at you really confused. But now, after 2020, we are all quite comfortable sitting in front of our phones or our computers, having a video conversation. A lot of people had dinners or drinks over Zoom or Skype or even FaceTime this year, and I think we've really gotten comfortable with that. So, you know, if anything, coronavirus has taught us that we can connect in more ways than one, not necessarily jumping on a plane just to see one another.
Well, this is something that you would be acutely aware of. I mean, essentially, a lot of technological advances come from desperate times. You go back to the World Wars, and so much technology came out of that because of necessity.
That's a really good point, actually. And I think, you know, we have been forced into this a little bit. I think a lot of workplaces have had to make some drastic adjustments to work flexibly, work remotely, which they may not have had in place before. But look, as a result, so many people are going to come out of this year better than they started, I think.
Not that we're hoping for, you know, something else to go wrong just to advance technology. We'd like some normality for a little while. What do you reckon?
Yes, I would love a little bit more of that, please.
All right. Now, next week, we're going to talk about your worst of 2020. Jeff, have a great weekend, and we'll catch up next Wednesday.
Thank you very much.